Hi, this is Microdoses. I just came outside one last time before turning in to see if I could catch the pink supermoon. My daughter and I came out an hour or so ago and actually walked down the street earlier looking for it. She's studying astronomy at school and she was supposed to draw it tonight. And we couldn't find it. And we kept waiting for it to rise and waiting for it to rise. And it never came. And in the end, I told her that it was too cloudy out. And she got upset. And went inside. She was mad the world didn't deliver what she had been promised. Baba Ram Dass says, the quieter you become, the more you can hear. And I feel like these last few days being more silent, that's definitely been the case. Close one portal and others open. For me, being off tech and really putting that to the side, where those predictable grooves and neural pathways can lead us to the same places inside of ourselves. Kind of like paved suburban roads and cul-de-sacs versus what happens when those roads aren't available and we start hiking a hill and enter more of a wilderness. And in those spaces, you do become more quiet. And I noticed in those spaces, I was really listening and especially today feeling this very collective pulse, this kind of radio wave with all of the many, many people I spoke to today. And it was kind of like a cluster of the same theme, which was around grieving our parents and particularly our mothers, our actual mothers. And a kind of longing for something they couldn't give, didn't give. And as I was listening to this today, I was feeling like it must really be in the air. A sort of morphic resonance or aggregation that's coming up to be seen and witnessed. And held. And so I guess the mother in me wants to hold it here and share some thoughts. I feel like there comes a moment in our lives where we realize the mothering we need is ours to do. You know, we talk about remothering and reparenting. But I think beyond that, there's also mothering and maybe what we could call meta-mothering, which is to take over the job based on who we are and based on a kind of listening and intimate knowing that we can only have of ourselves, that no other human could possibly have and meet all of those needs. The needs they change over time. You know, when we're babies, it's, you know, being fed and sleeping, and the needs are simpler. And touch. And then as we grow, they get more and more ornate, more and more differentiated, more and more baroque, filigreed, normal part of development. But not something that another human, no matter how gifted, could track and meet. And so I think there comes a moment when there is an internal handoff to us. And at the same time, we start to then see our parents, if we haven't already, more as people. it's very powerful to start to do this, to start to mother ourselves, to start to listen for what we need and give it not from the place of, oh, I didn't get this, so I have to give it to myself, but I get to give this to myself because I can. And because there's always more to do. And there's, and maybe that, I don't know if that feels like a loss, but to me it feels like an infinite place of love. So, with that in mind, I do invite you to maybe take in like an aerial view of your day. Maybe today or yesterday, if you're listening to this early. And maybe at some point during your day, and maybe it's a bit of a regular occurrence, there's a way that you speak to yourself that's harsh, or where you feel deficient, or you feel like you didn't get something and it's playing out. Usually it might feel also like, oh my God, here comes the moon coming through the cloud just for a little foggy wink and then going away again. It's blinking, actually. Wow. It's strobing. It's soft lens strobing. And now it's coming into focus. And now it's getting very bright and very clear. And now it's like glowing and becoming very large. This is really amazing. I didn't think I was going to get to see it tonight. But I love that the magic of talking about mothering pulled out something that seemed lost. And I guess that's the point. I guess that's really the point here. Is that it isn't lost. And there's something incredibly delightful in giving it to yourself. Now, because all of those needs as they developed and quantumly grew, all of that, all of you gets to have the thing you didn't have yet. And I realize I interrupted the experience with this epiphany. So I'll just say to find a moment in yourself where you know you struggle. For me, it's the morning. And it probably is related to what you personally needed and didn't get, which might be totally different from your siblings if you have them, by the way. They say that each sibling has an entirely different set of parents. It's so true. So, being there, what is one tiny thing? Maybe it's the tiniest thing you can think of. like the subtlest thing you can do with love, with tenderness, with the kind of mothering that is ideal for you, that only you could possibly design for yourself because you're you. What could you do in that moment? As you picture it right now, just try it with yourself. And thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good night.